Okay. President Trump, the next thing you got to bring out is for the whole country to look at, who are these three mega election vendors, billionaire companies named ES&S in Omaha, Nebraska, Hart in Texas, and Dominion, which used to be Diebold in Canada. These companies, one of them, each county only hires one company, but about 3,000 of our 3,141 counties have hired one of these three companies. Who are these companies? First of all, like, for instance, people say, gee, this sounds unbelievable that all of our 3,000 of our 3,141 counties would all be hiring the same three companies. Thankfully, there's a website, verifiedvoting.org, which has impeccable credentials because it's got, like, Professor Rivest of MIT, Professor Appel of Princeton, a bunch of other academics and people that are have high degrees sponsored this website. And you can go in there and look in any county, see which one of these companies counts the vote. So, for instance, in Alabama, ES&S, which is short for Election System and Software out of Omaha, Nebraska, they count all 67 counties in Alabama. Alabama Secretary of State hired them for all 67 counties. In Ohio, for instance, where I live, 88 counties, 86 of the 88 are one of those three big companies. There's two of the counties are by a company, I think it's called ICISN or something like that, ICYSIN or something like that. And Lynn Landis, who's a good investigator on election fraud out of Philadelphia, she believes that that's just a thinly veiled front for ES&S, the biggest company. But 86 of the 88 are counted by these three. And you can go through every state, find out that these three companies count between them 96% of our counties and all the big places, so it's 99% of the American vote. Now, if Sherlock Holmes, Lieutenant Columbo, or Jim Rockford were real, they would say, I know what Lieutenant Columbo would say. He'd look at the situation and he'd say, who are these three companies that have so much power, so much concentration of power in three mysterious companies? Very hard to find out who owns them. So make those companies known, as I say, and this underlines that the five TV networks are up to their eyeballs in this election fraud syndicate because they hide the existence of these companies. They never mention their names, maybe a few times over 20 years, one of them might mention one of the names. They never have any questions for them. They never interview them. They never investigate them. And these companies know that they're not going to be asked any questions by the major media, so they ignore everybody else. So the Election Night Gatekeepers are, you can go to electionnightgatekeepers.com and read all about it, but it's the three big companies, ES&S, Hart, and Dominion, the five TV networks, AP Wire, and the five TV networks and AP Wire jointly own another company called National Election Pool, which used to be called Voter News Service. But National Election Pool does all the exit polls that they that they publicize, and it also feeds the information to all the networks. So we're going to talk in the next audio is going to be how the election night competition to call winners and losers in the presidential race has been phony since 1988, and all of the, at least the executives at all five TV networks, they know it's phony. But the point here is put these companies on the defensive. I would say kick them out of the system. They should be fired from every one of the counties, and I could go on and on about the questions and the crookedness that appears to be going on with these companies. First of all, that they demand that the election officials sign that they'll never look at their software. The judges have upheld this for at least 30 years. And why did the election officials sign it anyway? If somebody said that to a normal person running the Board of Elections, they'd say, well, get out of here. I can't sign away the ability to look at what your software is telling the programs to do on election night, even if you could tell, because it's very hard to tell when software is altered, as anyone can find out by going to the New Hampshire session of your presidential election commission before it was shut down and listening to the last 2 hours of testimony up there from Professor Appel, Professor Rivest, and Harry Hursty. So at any rate, get these companies publicly known. They'll probably start changing their names or breaking up into smaller companies, but they've been allowed to have a pass for 30 years to count our votes in secret on programs they own. So we got to expect that we got problems when it comes to elections. Thanks for listening.